with Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, customizing the strategy of your retirement plan is just one of his goals. With Lance Gilman and Northern Alliance Financial, there's so much more. It's a custom approach in taking the time to get to know you, to get to know your unique financial situation. Most importantly, finding out your retirement goals. That information is critical in creating your retirement plan. This involves building income for your retirement and proper protection with proactive tax strategies, long-term care and out-of-pocket health care protection, and knowing your legacy wishes. Building your retirement, and it never hurts to get that human touch. Holistic and customized retirement planning. It means so much. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
There are a variety of reasons folks hesitate to speak with a professional financial advisor about their financial situation. We're going to dive into some of the common concerns, misconceptions, and myths preventing folks from creating that lifetime income plan with a retirement coach. All that and more coming right now on Financial Safari.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Peter Hansen is here, and Peter, of course, is a part of the team at Northern Alliance Financial, NAFinancialAdvisors.com. Peter's got nearly 20 years in the business. He is a fiduciary, independent, all of those things that we like, and so much more. Boy, you kind of got me going on this one. There's a slew of questions here that I'd be very curious to get the answers to. How are you, by the way?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Yeah, feeling like spring's finally here. Summer's around the corner. Well, maybe summer's here. I don't know.
Yeah, this week's a little bit rugged out there, but things are definitely warming up. The buds are out on the trees. The leaves are out already. Summer's on the way.
All right, I like it. So again, we're going to get into this, and you know, we put things off all the time, and procrastination, of course, is the reason for that. And I just want to remind everyone to please, we're going to be celebrating National Procrastination Week here, March 6th through the 12th of 2023. We're just getting around to it now.
That's pretty funny. Procrastination is a big deal. And especially when it comes to things like medical concerns and retirement planning. And we have people coming in, I think, that sometimes after thinking about, you know, getting up, getting ready to come in, but, you know, they've been mulling it over for a good period of time. And then finally they'll say, you know, we've been listening to you on the radio or watching you guys on TV for a couple of years. We're finally ready to do that. And oftentimes my question is, what took so long?
Right. And again, one of the big questions, I think one of the reasons that people put things off or put financial planning off is, I mean, again, it's overwhelming to think about, but because I just don't even know where to begin. I've got this stack of stuff. I've got other things. I've got questions. I mean, how do we know where to start?
Yeah. I think that probably is that. Was it the analysis paralysis? They want to have
everything. That's the word, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I mean, you know, gosh, how important. I have two sisters that work in the medical profession, one over at Maine Med and one in the Boston hospitals. And, you know, they say they're always going to me and my brothers, you know, if you notice something not being right in your body, or, you know, you have concerns about something, go get it checked out. The sooner you do, the better it's going to be. Now, I'm only turning 50, but my brothers are older than I. So, you know, you reach an age when things start creeping up, you want to get things checked out. Same thing in your financial circumstance. You want to have a plan set in place before, I shouldn't say before it's too late, but before things can get out of hand. Because we've seen it once the things get out of hand. You want to, so stop procrastinating, get in front of somebody. This is what we do.
Well, again, it's never as bad as you think it's going to be, and chances are it's going to be a pretty positive experience when they sit down with you, Peter, and just begin to have the conversation, because that's all it is at first. It's just a conversation.
It is. It's just a conversation. I'll tell you, I have had people tell me, you know, they're afraid of being sold something. You know, they're not experiencing that when they come in to see us, but they've experienced that before.
Of course.
Maybe they've gone to two or three places. They've gone to a workshop, or they go into one of the big box stores. And oftentimes they come out of there with their head spinning and they're saying, gosh, they didn't really ask me questions about, you know, what my plans are in retirement. They just wanted to know how much money we had, and they wanted to make recommendations on what to do with it. And then, of course, pay whatever the fee it was. So that's why I think that's why people are often hesitant to come in.
Sure. Well, and again, I think not knowing where to start, and then all of a sudden it does become a bit overwhelming sometimes for us. There's so much to do. I don't know what I'm doing. That's the whole idea of sitting down with you.
Right. And, you know, we try to take some of the anxiety away from people by giving them a list of things to garner. One of those items on a list would be, try to come up with a budget. What are you spending on a monthly basis? You know, if you have your statements all in one place, or if they're not, try to get them in one place. If you don't know what you're going to receive in Social Security, we'll tell you how to go find that out and bring that in. So we're the ones that organize all this. We just ask that you garner it and bring it. If you got a box in a box, we'll go through it. But more importantly, I mean, get in front of somebody before you start making mistakes.
And again, this is one that I hear from people when they ask me what I do and who I, you know, and I say work with financial advisors. They said, they only work with rich people. And that couldn't be further from the truth.
That's true. Yeah. Well, most of the rich people I know already have advisors, so yeah, they are exactly working with people. That may not be the case. And if anybody needs a financial advisor, it's those medium to almost low income range, because they need the most help. They need the guidance. They can't afford to make mistakes. So certainly that's not the case, where financial advisors only work with people that have money.
Right. And again, and I know that, you know, it's good to have some money saved up, but I mean, you don't have a lot of minimums. I mean, I hear all the time, it's like, you need $1 million to sit down with me, I'm 500,000, but that's not the case with you.
Not the case with us. And, you know, you correct me. You're right. I have heard there's a pretty big box store that you do have to have $500,000 before you can even have a conversation with them. That's not our typical demographic. That's not a client that we have in Southern Maine or even Northern Maine. So, you know, if you have questions and you've got some retirement accounts, give us a call. And if for some reason we help you, we'll definitely point you in the right direction.
833-856-1384 is the number you can call. And I like this. I'm not interested and it isn't fun. I combined two for you.
Yeah. I haven't heard that it's not interested, because maybe they wouldn't be on the phone or in front of us. But I think people they have hesitation because who wants to plan for that stuff? They'd rather be out later. You know, it's summertime now. I think less people are watching the TV, less people listen to the radio. They're at the beach. They're out, you know, camping. But gosh, it's important to get in front of somebody. So I think people get into a habit of creating excuses for themselves as to why they're not doing what they should be doing, which is, of course, the definition of procrastination, right?
Right. Well, and again, I mean, I know it's fun for you. I mean, when you talk about putting a plan together and you're talking about the various pieces of the puzzle, I mean, the wheels are turning in your head. I can hear it.
It's great, you know, because we have people come in and they can't fathom how we're going to go ahead and take that they have, match that up with the goals that they have, and actually formulate a plan that's meant to last the rest of their life, even if they live to be 120 years old. But that's exactly what we do. We have to plan for longevity within their lifespan. We have to implement certain layers of safety within their portfolio, whether that's through the insurance products or just the tactical, you know, wealth management, investment, equity side that we do. All of this is taken into consideration. But to me, it's the most rewarding job I've had. People come in not having a clue as to how they're going to get to the finish line, which is retire worry-free. Yeah, we actually formulate a plan for them to be able to retire with all of their goals in mind, you know, that they want to downsize their home, they need a tax strategy, perhaps they've got assets that need some protection from the state, so therefore we've incorporated, you know, estate planning. All this is part of it. So it's a very rewarding job, especially when, you know, if everyone knew how to do this, we wouldn't have a career. We wouldn't
well,
have a
that's
job.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what we're here for.
Yeah, exactly. And again, so nobody needs to be embarrassed. This is a no judgment zone.
That's right. Nobody needs to be embarrassed. You know, I mean, I think the people that probably have that hesitation are the ones that need the help the most. If in fact they have that concern that, my gosh, maybe I don't have enough money, or I didn't save properly, or I spent too much, you know, during my working years, it's all the more reason to come in. Just like, I liken to the medical profession all the time. If somebody isn't feeling well, or if somebody thinks they're not going to make it to 75 years old because of, you know, their grandparents didn't, or their parents didn't, you know, go see a doctor. Well, if you're unsure about your financial future, come see us, or at least a fiduciary advisor where someone can point you in the right direction.
Sure. And again, another one is, well, I don't want to look stupid or ignorant. And again, that's something that, I mean, it's just because you don't know all of the pieces of a retirement and income plan doesn't make you stupid. It just makes you, you know, teachable, right? Because it's just a matter of you don't know what you don't know until you know it.
I wouldn't expect most people to know all of the options available, the difference between a mutual fund and an exchange traded fund.
No.
You know, what types of annuities are actually great and what type of annuity should you stay away from? Because you don't work that in that all these years. You're doing your job, whether it's you're a plumber or, you know, you're a doctor or you're a lawyer. You're, so you're not focused on this, but that's what we do. So that's our specialty. People that are getting ready to retire or retired, what's the best vehicle out there and what's the best proper procedures for them?
So, I mean, again, this one, too, before we wrap it up, I can't afford to pay an advisor. And my opinion, Peter, is, you know, with an independent fiduciary advisor like you and your whole firm, I mean, you get what you pay for. And it's proven that folks who work with a fiduciary advisor will often have more money than if they tried to do it on their own.
Without a doubt. The studies say it all the time. You know, I started in this industry and with health and life insurance. And once in a while, I'd receive the comeback or the statement, I can't afford independent health insurance. And if that's your feeling, then truly you can't afford not to have health insurance, because what is it going to cost if you do have a heart attack without health insurance? You know, so same thing in the financial world. If you think that, you know, you don't have enough money to pay an advisor, well, think again, because number one, we're not the most expensive around. Number two, if an advisor can mitigate your downside, you know, even half as much as the market goes down, it's almost priceless, given that you need to make your assets last the rest of your life.
Oh, absolutely. And again, on that note, let's wrap it up for this segment and invite folks to call. Come on in, sit down, and get that spot on the calendar.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds great. Folks, here it is, your opportunity to come on in, sit down, and get that financial roadmap to put together. Peter is there for you. He understands. He can take things that are complicated, turn it into something that really just makes sense. It's your chance to get a true, practical financial review. 833-856-1384. You're going to get the comprehensive financial review and see where you are today. But most importantly, it does become that roadmap to help get you to where you need to be. So in short, you've got nothing to lose. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. Make that call today while you're thinking of it.
If you're planning to retire in 2030, there are several key strategies you can consider to enhance your financial readiness. Let's break it all down when we come back.
Grandpa, how come you don't have to go to work anymore?
Oh, well, that's because I was smart and got the help I needed to get a retirement plan together. I met with a professional who took all that money I'd saved and all those investments and turned it into, well, you know what a paycheck is, right? Well, they built a retirement paycheck. That's why I don't have to work. Living the good life. Your grandma's going to be fine, too.
I want to be like you. I'm going to do that, too.
The proper growth, protection, and income strategies. Vital for your retirement. Talk to a professional about the best custom strategies for you and your retirement. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384. Lance Gilman, Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
And we are back on Financial Safari with Northern Alliance Financial. Peter Hansen is here. Peter's been helping folks for nearly 20 years. He is an independent fiduciary here at Northern Alliance Financial, formerly the home of Kevin Frisbee. But we were just talking about Kevin, Peter, and you said he's still around, and I miss working with him too.
Oh yeah, it was great. We were in the office last week, and he pops in. You know, he does some consulting, and he'll have some conversations with us. I don't see him sitting too much with the clients any longer. I think he's backed away from that. But it's good to see him. He's always milling around somewhere between Florida and here.
All right, I like it. And again, you know, we're talking about enhancing our financial readiness, and one of the ways to do that, and you mentioned retiring in 2030. It's a nice round number, 7 years or so. But take advantage of those catch-up contributions, Peter. We talk about it every week. But it is so important to you know, if you can't max it out, do as much as you can.
It's true. You know, and I'm not sure. I've heard some people coming in, you know, and they're surprised to hear that with the turn of the year 2023, there are new provisions. There are some catch-up contributions that they didn't know. I'm not sure that all the employers are really focusing on making sure that their employees understand all of these things. So therefore, we're talking to them. But right, contribution limits in 2023, you can put up to $30,000 into a 401k or a 403b or that sort of employer-sponsored plan. That's a big deal.
That is a major, that's a big chunk of change. And I know not everybody can afford to do that. But again, if you're late in your career, the kids are gone, the daughters are married, I mean, why not take a big chunk?
Right. And of course, that's if you're over 50.
Yeah, you're younger than that. Right.
Yeah, well, $22,500. But yeah, so that's huge. What is it? Oh, if you have your own individual IRA or SEP, you know, you can contribute up to $7,500 to a Roth or traditional IRA over 50, $6,500 for under 50. But so we're trying to get the word out there. You know, we just had a workshop just last week at the Saltwater Grill. And that was a nice venue, very nice place. I don't live too far from there. I live in Scarborough. But we packed the house, and folks were thanking us afterwards because we went through the Secure Act 2.0 with them. They weren't aware of a lot of these provisions and changes.
Oh,
so that was part of the workshop. Everyone got a flyer. They got a great meal, you know, the chicken or the fish. We don't typically do that, but we figured we'd give it a shot, and it was well received.
Good. And again, folks, if you want to know more about the seminars that Peter is talking about, visit the website nafinancialadvisors.com. nafinancialadvisors.com. You've got all of the seminars listed there, and pick one that's near you and go, right?
Yeah, that's right. We've filled up, let's see, I think we've got venues running all the way through the end of July.
Okay.
And now next week we're starting to work on September, October, November, and December. So we're going to fill up the rest of the year.
Wow, good for you. The folks, if you want to get a head start, it's give us a call. It's 833-856-1384. So let's talk about HSAs, health savings account. It's a good idea if you have a high deductible health plan to take advantage of the HSA. Where do you fall on this? What do you like or don't like about them?
I think they're always an advantage. What I find is that smaller employers may not make them available to folks, or they're not great at educating the clients as to their employees as to how important that is. The bigger employers always have the HSAs, and that's the folks that we see. And I'm working with a couple of people from they work with a pharmaceutical company. And they're, you know, gearing up to retire in 2 years. So we're developing a plan, and they each have over $50,000 in their HSA, cumulative over a period of years. And it's great because now they have this, you know, the contributions they put in there were tax deductible. The earnings grow tax-free, and the withdrawals are tax-free, you know, as long as they use them for medical expenses.
Oh,
and we're
man.
Thinking about Medicare when they retire. So this
sure.
is a perfect example as to why these are important. It's kind of like the advantages of a Roth.
Right. Well, absolutely. And again, if you start early enough and you're able to max out the HSA, I mean, you are golden going into your golden years.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And there's certain things you can do if for whatever reason you're not going to use it for medical purposes. But without a doubt, I mean, people underestimate the amount of medical expenses they're going to have in retirement because they figure Medicare is going to take care of it.
Yeah,
they
not
figure,
so much.
Yeah. I mean, Medicare does cover a lot, but there's always things that you're not considering, whether it's copays on prescriptions or the deductible or perhaps a premium if you're buying a supplement rather than an Advantage plan. It's if you have the opportunity to put money into an HSA, we say go ahead and do it.
Well, and I like the fact that, you know, for a family, it's $7,750 for this year. And that means if one spouse is still working, with a high deductible plan and the other right. spouse is retired, that other spouse can take advantage of the HSA because it's a family.
That's right. If they're not working yeah. and if in fact, yeah, because they were contributed because they met the family requirement, but still the one person can use that. That's
yeah.
right.
Well, and again, those are the kinds of things that, I mean, because once you hit 65, you can't contribute anymore.
Right. Yep. But now you're on Medicare. So, but again, people think that that's all fine and dandy. And Medicare is a breath of fresh air. And I know that because I used to work in the health insurance industry.
Sure.
But there's always things, unforeseen things and expenses that you weren't planning on.
Always. Talk about this. Review your asset allocation. Peter, I think we talk about that in some form or another every week that we do the show. And so where does asset allocation fall in the scheme of things?
It's one of the first things we do when folks bring in their statements to us. We're going to do what's called a portfolio x-ray, which I don't think I mentioned on last week's show, but let's talk about that. One of the free services we give to everybody that comes in, we want to run a portfolio x-ray, and it's exactly what it sounds like, an x-ray within your portfolio, your 401k or 403b, whatever assets that you have, because we need to stress test it. We need to see how well diversified you are. We need to see what the fees are. But asset allocation really is talking about diversification. Are you 100% in the stock market? Are those stocks diversified at all? Or do you have some bond holdings or other fixed income options? We find the people that make their money last the longest are vastly diversified. Sometimes people have real estate, but the more diversification you can have, oftentimes the better, especially when you have a volatile market like we've seen from 2022 to even now. So it's asset allocation, diversification is really what they're talking about.
Sure. And it's always good to have those conversations. And then, so we talk about asset allocation, and how does that relate to diversification?
Well, let's see. Diversification could be diversified from different types of assets. So again, real estate, you know, equity, which is a stock market, fixed income. But diversification, you need to be diversified sometimes within a certain asset class. So if most of your asset is in actually the stock market, which is the equity market, you know, do you have conservative funds versus aggressive funds? Do you have some dividend paying funds? So you can be diversified within an asset allocation as well. So
all right.
This is what we're going to talk to everybody.
Sure. And then having that the emergency fund in place, really important. And again, it, you know, I think sometimes people lose sight of that.
Yeah, I'd like to see, well, depending upon where you are in the stages in your life, if you're still working, I'd like to see 6 months of an emergency bucket of income. That not everybody can do that. That's not feasible for everybody, but that's nice to see when we get there. Once you get a little, once you're not working anymore and you're not relying on that income, whereas if you lost your job, it would be significant detriment to you. Then we can kind of dial some of that down. But having an emergency fund is key. You know, I can't tell you how many times we've seen people dip into it when they thought they would never need it. They say, well, let's invest this because it's just sitting here doing nothing. Well, it depends on, you know, what your overall expenditures are, but you definitely need an emergency bucket to draw from, because there will come a time when it's going to make sense to do that.
Oh, sure. And it's never when you want it to.
No, it's the emergency, right?
Exactly. I like this one, too. We talk about pay off debt selectively. What does that mean?
Well, I remember last week, one of the callers had a question, should they pay off their mortgage? And I don't
right.
remember what the rate was on their mortgage, but that's an example of, it's better to go into retirement without any debt. But let's say that your mortgage is, I don't know, 3%. Well, look what rates are right now. And look,
close
then
to
you
seven.
Try to say, yeah, right, close to 7. And then what if the market's doing very well at that time? Does it make sense to pay $100,000 off on your house when your rate's 3%? Whereas if you put $100,000, let's say some sort of investment vehicle, I mean, gosh, we can see CDs right now at 5%, you know, so that it doesn't always make sense to pay off a low interest debt. However, if you are going to pay off debt, which it makes sense, go for the high interest first. Get rid of, knock those out first. And sometimes it makes sense to go into retirement as part of your plan with a mortgage, if in fact it's lower than what you'd be getting in the market.
Sure. So again, that's the discussion that you can have. So, I mean, I think you've said this before, there's good debt and there's bad debt. And it's good to have, you know, those defined for us.
That's right. It's all about coming in, getting a second opinion. I can't tell you how many times we hear the question, should I pay off my mortgage? Well, that depends. And then we have to go through the whole portfolio x-ray and look at everything. But oftentimes, it makes sense to pay off a portion of it. Take some of your emergency fund, perhaps. I mean, if they have too much in the emergency fund, and pay a portion of it off, or make extra payments on the debt. But if you've got a 7% mortgage, yeah, let's get rid of that.
And again, just to me, the takeaway is just be flexible and understand that once your plan is there, it's an evolving document.
I like to say it's organic because it changes with life, and life always changes, whether you know, something that's great. In other words, you get an inheritance, or something that's unforeseen or detrimental, like a death in the family. You have to have a plan that has contingencies built into place for the unthinkable to happen, because sometimes the unthinkable happens. So being very flexible and understanding that plans that we make will change over time as your life changes, because that's unavoidable.
And again, on that note, we are up against the clock again, Peter. Let's invite folks to call, and we will take a break and come on right back.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
That sounds great, folks. Here it is. It's why we offer you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances, no cost, no obligation. Call us now, 833-856-1384. You can find out how much risk you really are taking. Are there any red flags that could be potential problem for you down the line? Do you know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? Do you really know? Well, Peter can help you find out. What about potential tax liabilities? And of course, it's all about lifetime retirement income that includes maximizing that Social Security benefit. Take advantage of the complimentary review. The portfolio x-ray starts with a call, 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384.
Controlling our expenses in retirement can be tricky. When we come back, we'll outline several ways retirement can be a bit more expensive than we first thought.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news to your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
And we're back on Financial Safari, and Peter Hansen is here, who's part of Northern Alliance Financial, nafinancialadvisors.com. That website is jam-packed with a bunch of stuff, and I mean good stuff, right, Peter? You guys do such a great job with keeping that up to date and moving things along.
Yeah, we like to keep our workshops up to date. We list all of our TV shows and our radio shows. In fact, all the radio shows and TV shows can be downloaded from our website. Oftentimes, people say, oh gosh, I got to go away for a week. I'm not going to be around for the local radio stations. Well, you can go catch it. You can catch up on the actual website by going and downloading it.
Sure. Well, and again, your podcast is available also anywhere you get a podcast.
That's right. I listen to Spotify. Right after I listen to Joe Rogan, I'll listen to our radio show.
All right. Very good. I like it. Well, let's get into this here a little bit. And we talk about retirement being more expensive than what we think. And one of the reasons that it has begins to cost more because we're living longer. That's that good news, bad news thing.
That's right. Everyone's fear is running out of money. And, you know, it can happen. You know, I'll give you an example. Long-term care premiums have gone through the roof, primarily because the actuaries weren't anticipating people to be having these events lasting as long as they do. life insurance companies had to start adjusting their plans as to when whole life pays out from 110 to 120 because the people are living so long. You know, I mean, look at my father. He takes a wealth of medicine, but if it weren't for that, you know, he wouldn't be around. But because people are living longer, that creates a whole other set of issues in retirement. People are living longer, which means retirement savings need to last longer.
Absolutely. And so that's one of the things that we'll talk about. And so Social Security is not your replacement income. It's only a part of it. And we have to remember that.
That's right. It was never meant to be somebody's be-all, end-all in retirement. It's not a pension. It is an annuity. But you've paid into that for all these years. You're due that certain amount. But it was never meant to be your entire, income during retirement. You're supposed to have, well, we used to call it a three-legged stool. You have your savings, you have your, whether you had a pension or a 401k, and then Social Security. The pension has been replaced with the 401k and 403b, but still, Social Security is really only supposed to make up a third of what you're collecting in retirement.
Sure. Well, and again, keep that in mind, folks, and give us a call if you'd like to have a spot on the calendar. There are some available, 833-856-1384. And we talk about this every week, too, Peter, is taxes. Taxes are an issue. They are a reality, and just because you're retired, the IRS does not care.
They don't care. There's all sorts of taxes that don't go away, in particular property taxes. Given that we live on the coast of Maine, you know, property taxes certainly aren't going down. And you have towns like Biddeford, where if you live on the coast, you're taxed quadruple and quintuple what you are on the coast, as opposed to if you're in the middle of town. That's just how it is. I live in Scarborough, that's on the coast. You know, we've got South Portland, Cape Elizabeth. So anyway, taxes aren't going down, they're going up. You have to anticipate that. You have to prepare for that. You have to save for that. So these are all things that we're taking into consideration when building our plan.
And one of the things we also talk about is the rising cost of healthcare. And that's just reality. And as you said, Medicare is great. But again, that's not the be all end all.
Yeah, Medicare doesn't take care of your long-term care needs. It doesn't really pay for if you end up in a nursing home. It may pay what Medicare might pay, like 1 or 2 days or to be admitted into a hospital first. There's all sorts of rules and regulations. And if you don't have long-term care insurance, then how do you go ahead and pay for that or protect the assets that you have? And that comes down to every person that comes in and visits with us also gets a complimentary visit with an estate planning firm. It doesn't cost anything. You go in and see these guys or these girls for an hour, lay out your will. If you don't have one, they'll help design one. But that first consult is free. And then if you decide to work with them, great. But again, it's all about rising healthcare costs and the cost of if you end up needing in-home care or going into a facility. How do you protect the assets that you have from the state going to get them and then the state perhaps paying for that? It's not fun. It's something we got to address. It's important to get a plan in place.
Absolutely it is, folks. And if you want to get yours, it's 833-856-1384. Long-term care, we talk about that frequently as well. And long-term care, the good news there is that there are alternatives to long-term care that are pretty interesting and can be pretty effective.
Yeah. Most of the folks that visit with us, we find out that they don't have long-term care insurance. If they do, great. We're going to recommend they keep it, chances are. Most folks don't. But the insurance industry has gotten savvy to the fact that people still need some benefits of some long-term care planning, even though they don't have a long-term care insurance. So some of the life insurance long-term care riders on it. Some of the annuities that we're helping folks out with have some long-term care provisions where if you end up in a long-term care facility, it will pay you double the amount of the annuity for a period of time. So again, there's certain ways that you can go ahead and still reap some benefits from long-term care planning without having a long-term care insurance. But if you have it, great. If you don't, well, then let's talk about what we can do to go ahead and make provisions for that planning.
Well, give me an example.
Well, I'll give an example of somebody that didn't have long-term, a couple that didn't have long-term care insurance. They both had a certain amount in a brokerage firm that they were paying taxes on every year, and they were tired of doing that. We were able to take $100,000 each from the husband and $100,000 from the wife and put it into a fixed index annuity. With this fixed index annuity being the insurance product that I was talking about, they actually both got a long-term care rider on it. after having the plan for 5 years, the husband ended up not being able to perform two activities of daily living, which is the trigger for the long-term care rider. His benefit was paying him out at that time, I believe it was like $1,500 a month. Well, it doubled the benefit that he was receiving on a monthly basis. Therefore, with the extra amount of money coming in, that paid for in-home care for him, or at least paid for a portion of in-home care. He wouldn't have had that had he not just done the simple task of moving from the brokerage firm to the, and that was just an add-on. He didn't pay extra for that benefit. It just came with the policy.
Nice. Well, and again, those are the kinds of things that you are aware of that most of us aren't. And if it's a concern of yours, folks, and I think it should be long-term care, call Peter, get on the calendar, come on in, and really just break it down. I mean, you know, you mentioned the estate planning attorneys and the access that you give them, that you give potential clients. I mean, I think that's such a big part of this. And long-term care, yes, but also estate planning in general needs to be addressed.
Yeah, not everybody that meets with us needs the level of estate planning that other folks do, but it's nice to have that available for our clients that have considerable assets in or multiple businesses, or they're coming in from mixed families, to have that legal side of protection that oftentimes people don't find when they in fact meet with a financial plan. We make that as part of our incorporated process.
Well, one of the things too is that it doesn't matter how much money you have, you need to have certain documents as you get older if you don't want, you know, the government involved in your life.
Well, yeah, there needs to be protections for everything. And you know, something that people aren't always aware of is that, you know, you want power of attorney, and you want healthcare directives. You know, I can't tell you how many people don't have healthcare directives within their will. And I don't know where they're getting the wills done, but that should be part of the portfolio when you're going to have a will done, because we see cases where a husband can't call the hospital on, let's say, a nephew that they were taking care of for a period of time because the hospital won't release any information, even though in their mind, the husband was actually the legal guardian of this nephew. So with a healthcare directive, that would have been taken care of. And this should all be done through proper estate planning with the correct attorney.
Sure. And you want to protect against inflation too. And I know that seems a bit of an oxymoron, but there are things we can do to sort of soften the blow.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, people are oftentimes saying, well, especially last year, well, it doesn't even make sense to make contributions to my 401k. Why don't I just put it in the bank? Well, because, you know, if you just put your money in the bank, then you're dealing with inflation. You're safely losing 7% per year. So, yes, there are things that you can do to protect against inflation. There's still ways to go ahead and get reasonable market returns without the risk of market failure, and that would be our indexing strategy. And we just had a big conversation about that at our last workshop. People were asking what indexing was, and of course, we explained it, and it made a lot of sense to a lot of folks. There are things that you can do to combat inflation.
Well, that, again, yeah, I like it. 833-856-1384. Housing expenses, another one that we've got to take into account, and that can be a pricey proposition.
Yeah, oftentimes we do find people that are downsizing their homes, but not all the time. You know, I had just a couple in here today, and they still have their 38-year-old son living with them. It wasn't the plan. It's just how it worked out. It doesn't make sense for them to go ahead and downsize right now. Therefore, they have to continue to pay, you know, what they're paying for this large house because they have another family living with them. It wasn't the plan, but just seems to be what happens. But for the most part, we see people trying to downsize. But housing expenses, they're not going down. They're going up.
They are. And one last one. I love this line. Expenses will increase. Fixed income will not.
That's
gotta
right.
Keep it in mind.
Yeah. That really encompasses annuities. I love the type of annuity that we offer more often than not would be a fixed index annuity. Mm-hmm. It gives you a lifetime of income, whether you live 5 years or you live, you know, 100 years beyond where you are now. There are certain annuities out there that give you a lifetime income guaranteed. So you have to plan for that. And that's why we're incorporating those vehicles in.
All right. And again, on that note, we have reached the end of this segment. Let's go ahead and take a quick break, invite folks to call, and we will be right back.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, here's a great opportunity for you, folks, to come on in, sit down, get a financial roadmap put together once and for all. It's a chance to get a true practical financial review. And if you're looking for that second opinion, Peter is your guy. 833-856-1384. Give us a call today while you're thinking of it and get that comprehensive financial review. See where you are today. And more importantly, you're going to be able to see down the road and how you're going to get there. That's right. 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
Time once again for listener questions. That and more when we come right back.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is our final segment together, and that means that we have got questions from listeners. Now, Peter Hansen is here and is ready to answer your questions. Peter's been helping folks for more than 20 years, probably answered all the questions and then some. He is a fiduciary at Northern Alliance Financial, Northern Alliance Financial, or nafinancialadvisors.com, nafinancialadvisors.com. And Peter, we talked a little bit about seminars, and I know one of the things that Kevin often talked about, and I'm probably talking out of school here, but are you thinking about having a client appreciation thing this summer?
Yeah, actually, Derek and I run the SOCO office, so it'd be he and I running down in this area. But yeah, we have been discussing that and actually been starting to look for some venues. We've got enough clients in the Biddeford SOCO area. Funny enough, when people come to our workshops, oftentimes they're clients of ours, and they'll see people that they know, and they didn't know that both of them were our clients. But so yes, we're thinking of running a client appreciation probably in the fall.
Oh, okay, in the fall. All right. Well, I know that was always a big deal, and I'm guessing it will be again.
I guess I have to now, huh, Steve?
That's right. You have to now. I've committed you. Let's go. Let's get a couple of questions in here before we run out of time. Diane is in Lewiston, and she says, I have a steady stream of income, but given that I hit 73, I now need to take RMDs. And I'm worried about the tax spike. Is there any way to avoid this?
Well, yeah, I mean, with some proper planning in place, and doesn't mean it can't be started now, but a Roth conversion, starting some Roth conversions is to start converting some of that forever tax dollars into what, you know, some people call never tax dollars. So that's one way. And it says that, which Diane said, she had a steady stream of income. I wonder, Diane, if you're still working, you don't need to take an RMD from the employer plan that you are currently contributing to. But if that's not the case, if you're 73, perhaps you're not working, then yes, you can't avoid RMDs other than getting your IRA monies into a more of a Roth chassis.
All right, Diane, 833-856-1384 is the number. All right, on we go. Jack is in Yarmouth, and he says, I'm 57 with $285,000 in a brokerage account, about the same in my 401k. I'm currently maxing out the amount I can put in my employer's retirement plan. However, with the market continuing to go down, I'm wondering if I should just keep more in cash. I understand that with the market down, I am essentially buying shares on sale, but the price continues to fall. If the price continues to fall, I won't have enough time to recoup my loss. Any thoughts?
Well, so he said he's 57. So it sounds to me like he's got a little while before he were to retire. So my initial thought is he can afford to continue to contribute to the equity market, given that he has time for the market to recover. However, if he's planning on retiring in just a few years, you know, that might change some things. But if he's planning on retiring 65, 67, I would keep plugging away at it. Mm-hmm. However, just in one of the previous segments we did talk about having an emergency stash. So maybe putting some, if you need to contribute more to your emergency fund, that might be a good idea. But the problem with putting in cash, and I think we talked about this earlier too, was inflation. If it's just sitting in cash, you have, you know, the high cost of inflation. In other words, we used to have this gentleman on the team named Jeff, and he said inflation is like a melting ice. It's still there, but not all the time because it's continuing to drop.
Yeah.
But, you know, another thing to consider is that if he said he has that much in a brokerage account, it may be time to start doing some planning, some fixed income planning, perhaps moving some of your brokerage money, this is your after-tax dollars, over into a fixed index annuity. You know, you're being taxed on that money right now. You get a 1099 at the end of the year, but annuities are tax deferred by nature. So there's a lot of options there.
Sure. All right, Jack, there you go. 833-856-1384. Sounds like you can make something happen. All right, Daniel is in Monmouth. And Daniel says, here's a retirement 101 question. So when people give that general goal for retirement, the 75 to 85% of your working income, is that net or gross? And does that still hold true today?
You know, it's funny, you know, we have to do a lot of reading just to keep up with, let's say, the Secure Act 2.0 and the changes. And I read something about this, I want to say about 2 weeks ago. BU put out a recent study that says you don't necessarily need 75 to 85% of your, you know, income now in retirement. They say 50%. But so I had to keep reading and just find out why. And they're saying if you're putting 10 to 20% away while working years, that's money that you weren't spending anyway. So therefore, you need a little bit less in retirement. But once you stop working, you're not contributing to Social Security anymore. You're not contributing to Medicare anymore. So this all deducts from the amount that you would actually need in retirement. So all this saying, you have many more expenses during your working years than you have in retirement. So they're saying you actually need about 50% of the amount of money that you've been accumulating in retirement because you have less expenses. Now, I see people, you know, retire and they go out and buy an RV. That's a different situation. So mm-hmm. they need a good amount of money.
That could be part of their plan.
But in general, yeah, I think that that's kind of gone away because you don't have these extra expenses in retirement that you did while you were working. In other words, the Social Security, the Medicare, and the contributions that you were making to your retirement plans, they've already gone away.
Right. Well, I mean, again, Daniel, give us a call. It's 833-856-1384. Catherine has a question. She's in Wells and is wondering, after seeing my folks struggle with retirement, my partner and I have cracked down significantly. And despite being a minimum of 22 years from retirement, we're saving over 20% of our earnings and dedicating it to retirement savings. I'm 38. My partner's 35. And are we being too rigid about this? Boy, you just talked about this.
Yeah, I think this is fantastic. Well, I do say I hope that they're not sacrificing, you know, their lifestyle to put all this away. However, I've never had somebody come to me and said, "Did I save too much?" I haven't had that yet.
Thank God I did.
You know, the more assets you have when you retire, the more opportunities you have. It's what I tell my kids: the more education you get, the more opportunities you have once you get out of college, right? The more the world opens up to you. I think this is fantastic. I wish, you know, these folks would come in and speak to some of our other clients and say, or this couple should go to the school system and start telling people in college and high school how to start saving, because this is fantastic. I think they're doing exactly what they should be doing, as long as they're not just eating ramen noodles and staying in all the time.
Right, exactly. And, you know, so so it's not too early to start, and they're not being too rigid. I mean, again, 20 years from now, they're saving 20%. Their salaries will probably go up. And I mean, these two folks are going to be living pretty in retirement.
That's just it. I hope they're around. I hope I'll be around by the time they're ready to retire. They're doing exactly what we tell everybody to do. So I can't find any fault with what they're doing. as long as they're, you know, still living life.
Still living life, exactly. And again, so what do we have to look forward to? Or let me ask you this. So the debt deal is done, and is there a relief now among clients, or is it still some tension about the unknown?
Well, there's still some tension just because of what we experienced in 2022. But certainly that level of pressure is off. I mean, just look at the market has been doing okay in these last couple of days because, you know, that level of stress is off. But, you know, something else is going to come up. There's going to be another market downturn. You know, we tell people, you know, if you're 65, you're probably going to have 2 to 3 more market downturns. So you want to have a plan that has that contingency in place. But right now it feels like the pressure's off, but it's still so volatile, Mark. We'll still, Steve, we'll see, you know, 500 point swings in a day still.
Oh, I know.
It wasn't that long ago. We were having 1,000 point swings in the market. It's just so important to have provisions in your plan that anticipate that and account for it and are ready for it when it happens, because it will happen again. Another 2022. Another 2008 will happen.
Of course. Right. Well, I hope we don't get another pandemic, but I mean, it's going to be something, right?
It's going to be something, but right now, yeah, we do feel a bit of a relief. Right. Just look at the green on the screens when you turn on the market.
No, that's very true. 833-856-1384. Well, Peter, we have once again completed the segment. Let's go ahead and invite folks to call one last time.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Well, there you go, folks. This is it. Last opportunity to give us a call and sit down with Peter and, you know, put together a financial roadmap. 833-856-1384. You're going to be able to get that comprehensive financial review with all the extras that go along with it. The portfolio x-ray, we talked about it earlier. Social Security analysis, yes, all there, no cost, no obligation. Really, you've got nothing to lose. Just call and come on in. 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384. Well, Peter, as always, a pleasure to be here. I love our conversations and great information today that folks really need to hear.
Thanks, Steve. You make it easy. It can be nerve-wracking going on the radio, knowing that you have all those listeners out there, and one simple mistake can make you feel foolish, but you make it easy, so I appreciate that.
Not a problem. Happy to help. And again, folks, we really appreciate you listening, and we're going to come back next week with new topics and questions and more here on Financial Safari with Peter Hansen.
Investment advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved. A Roth conversion may not be suitable for your situation. The primary goal in converting retirement assets into a Roth IRA is to reduce the future tax liability on the distributions you take in retirement or on the distributions of your beneficiaries. The information provided is to help you determine whether or not a Roth IRA conversion may be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Please review your retirement savings, tax, and legacy planning strategies with your legal and tax advisor to be sure a Roth IRA conversion fits into your planning strategies.